Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 20th of April 2016, and this is the 246th Moll Out Loud podcast. I have to say that I have felt very, very sluggish today. Everything I've done has been a bit sort of leaden, and whenever I've tried to do a bit of work, it's just not quite worked out. And it's odd when this happens. It's not odd. It happens quite frequently, but it's not easy to see why some days are like that and other days aren't. It doesn't seem to relate to very much else that's happening. But I think actually today I can put it down to two things. One is that it's a period of birthdays, and I quite often feel a little gloomy around birthdays, and I think that's probably missing people and the odd thing around sort of expectations or not having expectations, and perhaps even about getting older, although I don't think that is what it is. And I think the other thing, which is much more within my control really, is walking. And this morning I overslept a really little bit. I overslept by about 10 minutes, which meant that I couldn't do the full walk that I usually do. And so instead of doing a shorter walk, I just decided to go back to sleep again. And it was the wrong choice. But part of my justification for going back to sleep again was that I had a meeting early this evening that was involved walking into town and back again. So it would have been 40 minutes of walking. And so I felt that would actually be just as good. But then the meeting got cancelled. And so I've not really moved all day. And it would have been good at any point during the day to have just gone for a walk. But lethargy sort of set in, and I didn't. And so I think rather than continuing with this kind of Eeyore-ishness that I'm feeling, that I'm going to go for a little walk tonight after I've uploaded this podcast. The moon is full, and I probably won't go out into the reserve tonight. I don't know why. Don't feel too bad about going in the dark in the early morning, but I don't really like going up there in the dark in the evening. So I'll just have a little stroll around my neighbourhood, and I might stop off at the shop and buy myself some bananas for breakfast. And it'll mean I'll be chatting to a couple of people, I guess, at the shop. And really, I don't think there is anything like a little stroll to get one out of the doldrums. So that is what I'm going to do. And I thought I'd do it up before I uploaded the podcast so that I could be a bit lifted when I did the podcast. But then I realised that I wouldn't be back in time for the MailChimp to take it. So at that point, I just went to the end of the drive and took the photo that accompanies this podcast. So I do hope that you have not had a doldrummy day, that that you have been able to sense what you've needed and been able, if necessary, to kind of nip it in the bud. Not that you always can, but just I think to acknowledge that that's the place one's at, and do the best for one at that point rather than keeping going with intentions that are not going to happen. Anyway, I do hope that whatever you're working on, whatever project, that you've had a lightness of touch today, If you haven't started your day, I hope that that's what happens during the day. And if you feel that that's not happening, to give yourself a treat instead. This is probably quite a short podcast, but I think that is probably a good thing. And I thank you very, very much for listening to me today, and really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.